From YPR in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. A new movie about Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh opens this weekend in select theaters in Montana. The animated film focuses on the last 6 weeks of his life. This movie is an intimate portrait that weaves van Gogh's art with his thoughts and sheds new light on this troubled artist.
People think about the sunflowers and the irises. We think about the fact that he cut his ear off.
MSU Billings art history professor Leanne Gilbertson.
There's all kinds of speculation about the nature of his suicide and what happened there.
That's what this movie, Loving Vincent, attempts to answer. This story unfolds through the people van Gogh saw every day and painted. The details come from his letters to his brother Theo and his friends. The movie had a preview in Billings this week. What drew Tyler Murphy, a local artist and gallery owner, was the unusual animation.
65,000 oil paintings, frame by frame, you know, painted and then all put together to make a full-length feature film.
Vincent van Gogh killed himself?
How does a man go from calm to suicidal in 6 weeks?
Vincent maybe didn't kill himself, but that instead he was shot by a young kid who was kind of harassing him around that time.
Murphy said the movie confirms a lot of what he already knew, and he left wanting to know more.
I'm curious now to go back and learn more about his life, maybe even read a lot of his letters and see how much actually does match up with what I just saw.
Another Van Gogh enthusiast, Adela Honor, came away with a new appreciation of the artist.
I loved it. It was an incredible film. I think anybody who loves Van Gogh will love this movie. The artistry of it was wonderful. The story was wonderful.
Loving Vincent is showing around the country, including the Art House Cinema and Pub in Billings and the Roxy Theater in Missoula, where it opens on Friday and is showing through this weekend and the next. Kay Erickson, YPR News.